to get me a good night's sleep. Living at home in the heart of the country. I'm gonna move, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna tell everyone I know. In the heart of the country, heart of the country, where the holy people grow. Heart of the country, smell the grass in the meadow.
That's John Pizzarelli and Heart of the Country. Hearing Neil Diamond for a moment, forgive me as my mind wanders a little bit, made me think of this. I think I can play this for you such that you can hear it. It may sound a little second or third generation because it's taken from a video. But this is Burton Cummings. Now, Burton Cummings was part of the Guess Who, a great group, and is an amazing vocalist. And These Eyes was a big song. These Eyes, you remember that? Great songwriter. He's Canadian, as was the and is the Guess Who. And Gordon Lightfoot, a great Canadian singer, songwriter. And Burton Cummings has a bit to say about Gordon Lightfoot in this clip.
This next thing will probably spring to your mind first when you try and remember what I did here. The introduction is almost longer than the musical piece itself, and I feel compelled whenever I'm performing anywhere on Canadian soil, I feel compelled to do this. Particularly in the province of Ontario. This is very simply called If Gordon Lightfoot's Favorite Singer Were Rod Stewart. Now, there are a lot of ifs and what ifs involved in this scenario. If you were walking through Toronto and you happened to be passing Gordon's huge, grotesque, ostentatious mansion, and if one of the windows in that mansion were open about this wide, and if Gordon had just been listening to his favorite singer, and if that favorite singer happened to be Rod Stewart, and if Gordon were immediately inspired and jumped up and ran and grabbed a guitar or ran over to his piano and started doodling around, you might hear something that sounds vaguely like this. Only if Gordon Lightfoot's favorite singer were Rod Stewart.
That's the great Burton Cummings. And I hope you could follow along with that. I think he does quite a few more that you can find. It's birthday time now, and today, Bob celebrates March 5th. Also, we have Russ of Soutertown, Lee of Coriopolis, and Elijah of Mount Washington. Happy birthday. It's tomorrow, John and Carrick from Wife Carol and Family. Judy of Virginia, Mark of the North Side from your family, Jake from Mom and Dad and the rest of the Wellsby gang. And Sean of McMurray on March 7th, we have our pal John Linko and Brianna Ray from the O'Donnell family. On March 8th, Maria of Bradford Woods, Emily of Penn Hills, Lena of Butler, Rosemary of North Carolina, Pam in Youngwood, Carl in Shakora, and Nathan from Tom and Denise and Cynthia. On Wednesday the 9th, Roland of O'Hara from Chloe and Justine, Kayla of Shadyside from Mom and Dad and Julia, and Jerry and Abby of Mercer, father and daughter, with the same birthday, March 9th. Wife, Mom, Virginia, wish you a happy birthday. Jack from Mom and Dad and Sam and Old Washington and Danny and Felton, rounding out our March 9th birthdays. On the 10th, Mira of Poland, Ohio, happy birthday to you from your whole family. Jessica of Bear Rocks, Amy of Brentwood, John Henry Luke from Mom and Dad, Gabriel and Shaler, Jen of Jefferson Hills, Uncle Rudy from Marley and Cameron. Also on the 10th, Catherine of Upper St. Clair, Serenity of Springdale, and we always think of Paul Dick on his birthday, March 10th. We miss you, Paul. On the 11th, we have Dwayne of Westview, Ryan from Janice and Tom, and Maya from the Bingham family. And also on the 11th, the late Joanne Rogers. Happy birthday as we think about you, Joanne, who would have been 94 today. If you would like to have us announce a birthday, please just send the details to us. We'll make sure we mention it on the radio. Send the information to us at slb@slbradio.org, or you can go to slbradio.org/birthdays and include as many as you'd like. We'll announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence. Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-carried by a United States government employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
Just a little puddle of muddy water left there after the rain. I got down on my knees, I looked close, I saw things I couldn't explain. There was all these itty bitty teeny weeny little tiny creatures swimming and slashing about. I put my ear down to that puddle, I could hear one of them shout, "We're going to the amoeba hop, everybody gonna be there." Got my eye on a cute paramecium, you know the one with the wavy hair, rocking and rolling, shaking ourselves and flapping up the jello all over. Well, the good times don't never gonna stop when you go to the amoeba hop. That's what I heard. I mean it. Then I spied a sharp Brodus Owen swinging all by himself. He was looking for a partner to shake the leg with, but everyone was dancing with everybody else, so he was so lonely till Mother Nature showed him what to do. He boogied down, he did a little binary fish on, split himself in two, and now he's got a partner for the amoeba hop. Everybody gonna be there. My oh, my oh, nucleoli, have you ever seen such perfect pair? Rockin' and rollin', shaking their cells and slapping their cilia all over. Well, the good times don't never gonna stop when you go to the amoeba hop. Good times don't never gonna stop when you go to the amoeba hop. Some folks think that one-celled animals don't know how to swing. People who say that 'cause I saw a band of algae get up there and sing.
When the Red, Red Robin comes bop-bop-bopping along,
but to them it's a monster song. And the bunga was jumping, so was I guess I lost my head. In my excitement I splashed it dry. Oh my God, I thought they was dead, but no, they just come splashing down right here into my hand. And sure enough, I could still hear that swinging algae band swing. We're going to the amoeba hop, everybody ought to be there. Got my eye on a cute bear museum. Oh, look at the hair, girls, look at the hair. Rocking and rolling, shaking ourselves, slapping soda party all over. Well, the good times don't never gonna stop when you go to the amoeba hop. Good times don't never gonna stop when you go to the amoeba hop, 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 hop.
Christine Lavin at the Saturday Light Brigade at the Amoeba Hop. We're going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. Get ready. We'll give you a pair of initials and see if you can guess who they belong to.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Next hour, we are going to have original writing, brand new youth features once again. We'll have students in studio with us to share writing from the Scholastic Writing Competition. And then thereafter, we are going to have poems from Manchester Academic Charter School students from a visit to our studios earlier this week. It's all coming up in our next hour here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Now it's time to play Guess Who? We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one person in mind. It could be a woman, a man, somebody fictitious, somebody real, somebody from music, history, sports, literature, film, Broadway. Who knows? Well, we do, and we invite you to see if you can guess who we have in mind. This week's initials are P-C, P-C, that's P as in Pittsburgh, and C as in Clarion, P-C. Those are not hints, just a way to make sure you heard the letters correctly. You can guess as many times as you would like. We have one particular PC in mind, and we invite you now to call us at 412-200-5975. You can text us at that same number or 1-888-752-7234. We shall keep you posted with respect to incorrect PCs being guessed, and we'll help you narrow it down in that fashion. You can guess as many times as you would like. PC, those are the Guess Who initials for today. Let the guessing begin. 412-200-5975. Here's an EC, Eva Cassidy.
Let me tell you about a boy I know. He's my baby and he lives next door. Now every morning before the sun comes up, he brings me coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know. So when I call him on the telephone and tell him that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear him on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down and there is nobody else around, he kisses me and he holds me tight whispers, baby, everything is all right. That's why I know, yes, I know, hallelujah, I just love him so. and tell him that I'm all alone. By the time I count from one to four, I hear him on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down and there is nobody else around, he kisses me and he holds me tight and whispers, baby, everything is all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love him so.
You've got Eva Cassidy here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and we've got a lot of guesses already coming in as we play Guess Who. PC, the initials, and here we go. Nick in New York City. Nick, you got it on your second guess. You had a guess of Perry Como. Nick's second guess is correct. Phil Connors from Zach in Pittsburgh. Pat Cash from Mike and Mars. And Mike, you're going to make me look that up. Pat Cash sounds like something you'd use to pay bus fare. A tennis player. I do not know Patrick Hart Cash. An Australian professional tennis player. Born in 1965. Nick in New York City also guessed Peter Cottontail. It's getting to be around that time, but not Peter Cottontail. Zach, you just got the correct answer. Steve in Oakmont. The fashionable Steve in Oakmont guessed Pierre Cardin. Not him. Boy, I can remember when Pierre Cardin suits and styles were oh so common. We have Patrick of South Park with a guess of Prince Charles. And here's Ian in Cheswick with Pete Carroll. And this is one I don't know either. Pat Connaughton. Anybody know who he is? Basketball player. It's usually sports or films. I won't know who the person is. Pro basketball player. Great guesses. And that gets us almost up to date. Nick also has a guess of Peter Cushing. Here comes Bruce with Penelope Cruz. Perry Como. Paul Cezanne. Good guess. And Phil Collins. And Jim in Crafton Heights has Phil Collins and Pat Conroy. 412-200-5975. Pat Conroy made me think about a professor I had in college who I totally forgot about in the chemical engineering department, Professor Conroy, who I think retired after my sophomore year. 412-200-5975. Take a guess if you care to. PC, the initials we are playing with. Linda has some guesses here that I missed. Peter Cushing, Peggy Cass. Very good. Peggy Castle, Peter Cottontail, and actor Peter Coyote. None of those is who we're looking for. Good morning to Slim Forsyth. Thank you for checking in and saying hello. I'm so happy to hear from you. Slim's getting the Irish band back together for St. Patrick's Day. Steve, you just got the correct answer. Well done. And Arlene in Maine. Arlene just got the correct answer as well. 412-200-5975. PC. This morning's initials. Here comes Yvonne. Yvonne, nice to hear from you. She has a guess of Petula Clark. And in addition to Petula Clark, she has the correct answer. I believe Yvonne is in White House, Ohio. Thank you for being with us. PC are the initials as we play Guess Who. And good morning to Mark, who is in Irwin. Mark says, just one guess. And Mark, your guess is exactly correct. Bill in Homer City said, maybe it's the PC in one's office. It's not, but that's a good guess. Barb at Aspenwall, hello, Barb, has Pat Carroll and Patricia Crowley. Those are not correct. 412-200-5975. And it looks like Norma is in Titusville. Hi, Norma.
Hi.
Hi, you got it. Congratulations.
Pat,
say it again, please.
Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline it is. And the bugler sends a charge all the way to Titusville. And did that come to you immediately? Was that your first one?
Well, I missed the first part of your question, actually. And so I was listening to all the wrong answers. And I'm like, okay, who was it? And that's the first one that came to my head when I was thinking of all the wrong answers.
It's good to go with the process of elimination sometime, but Patsy Cline, it is. Well done. Do you have anything special happening for your weekend? It sounds like you might be on the road.
No, I'm at home right now, which just hanging out at home, but nothing major this weekend.
Well,
so I'm between seasons with my girls on sports, so we can stay at home this weekend.
Well, in between seasons, at least here around Pittsburgh, it's going to be, you know, in the 70s tomorrow, but
yeah.
It was in the 30s this morning, so it's just crazy the way things are. What sports do your kids play?
They run in cross country and track, and they swim also.
Gosh, cross country amazes me. Did you ever do anything like that?
No, I don't know where they get it from.
It's a great way to, you know, achieve mindfulness and to kind of sort of get a little time inside of your head. But I would have trouble. Having the endurance to do that. I have a nephew that runs cross country, and he's amazing at it. He is about to start coaching it, and I don't know where they get the energy to do that.
Yeah, you have to be a special person to do that, so for sure.
Well, well done. I'm so glad you called us and that you got it. Thank you for being with us.
All right. Well, thank you.
Take care. And nice to hear from Norma in Titusville. Charlie also got the correct answer. Bill in Stanton Heights, who addresses me as Your Majesty. Bill, it was so nice to see you and Martha at the Allegheny Elks on March 1st when I was crowned the official king for the Northside Mardi Gras for this year. The hat previously worn by Rick Seaback, by Randy Gilson of Randyland, by Roger Humphreys, the great jazz drummer, by Etta Cox. I think I mentioned all the previous. Oh, Brian O'Neill, the typist, former typist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The hat had to be taken in because it was used to being on heads with large brains, but I could hold the scepter just fine. Bill came up with the correct answer. Mike and Mars has Paul Coffey and Paul Castellano. In addition to Bill, Mark had the correct answer, as did Yvonne, Aline, Steve, Zach, and Nick in New York City. Today's PC, none other than Patsy Cline. Just 'cause Patsy Cline, today's Guess Who.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.
Patsy Cline at the Saturday Light Brigade. And actually, we did choose her with purpose today. Congratulations if you came up with her. Patsy Cline died on this date in 1963. She and Hackshaw Hawkins with Cowboy Copas were killed in a plane crash in Camden, Tennessee. They were returning from a benefit performance, and that was back on March 5th, 1963. Her biggest hit was this song, and it's sung here by the late Mindy Simmons.
Crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long. Somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for
Mindy Simmons does a great job with that, doesn't she? We're going to play the Hank Pink game in our next hour, our next segment, I should say, right after the bottom of the hour. So stick around for that. We'll have a lot of fun. Thank you for being along with us today. A quick note, do you know a high school student? We've got an opportunity for them. We'd like to give them, help them earn, I should say, a $250 stipend. The Remake Learning Day Youth Ambassador Program for Remake Learning Days is a paid opportunity for students to explore the many events planned for Remake Learning Days in southwestern Pennsylvania. Made possible with support from American Eagle, the program provides training and stipends for Remake Learning Days youth ambassadors to attend a fest that will air on SLB, plus photo essays and podcasts. Limited slots are available for high school students in southwestern Pennsylvania. Remake Learning Days youth ambassadors receive expert training at our new Youth Media Center, professional credit for their work, and a $250 stipend for their participation. You can apply now at slbradio.org/apply. This program is open to all high school students. Applications are due March 11th. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
We've now reached the audience participation portion of our album. This is an old sing-along song, and what we'd like for you to do is to listen to the chorus of this song and then sing along with us. We'll go through it once, and then we want you all to sing along. A sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem in downtown Persia. He took a sip of coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant, curse ya. Ah, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya. That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia. Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee, made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
You got it? Well, join right in.
In days of old, when nice and men were bold and whiskey was much cheaper, Ben Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, stand and deliver, can't you see that I'm on a quiver? Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee, made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington, my lord, and he said, those bitches can't hit that. Now you've had your Waterloo, say, tell me what am I having with you, say. Kiss. A little man to see baby give a kiss, give me a baby, baby give a kiss, hip hit. And maybe if me dance with you, when a baby give me a baby give a pit. And give me piss, and then give me piss, and then you step me. If you can't tell me baby give a kiss, and then baby give a kiss, and then you give a tip. Well, we didn't exactly expect you to sing along with that last part since it was in French. This is your last chance, however. It is the People Magazine version of this song, and goes like this. Now King Solomon and his queen would carry on, so we heard in the ancient scandals. He bought her lots of silver coffee pots with diamond legs and handles. And said the queen of Sheba, I'd rather have any old Tiba. Cause everybody, all I want is a proper cup of coffee, made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots, scent in coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee, made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots, scent in coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee, made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. Iron cup of pot, sink in cup of pot, cigar, no use to me.
If I can't have a proper cup of coffee, I almost forgot to sing along. I was busy thinking about something. That was trout fishing in America. What I was thinking about was a message that I got from Mike in Mount Lebanon a few months ago. He and his family were visiting Colonial Williamsburg, and they came upon a coffee house. And as Colonial Williamsburg would do, there was a historical representation of what was there to look at. And he actually sent it to me. It says, lacking an exact list of what was in the coffee house, capital C, during the 18th century, curators used archaeological, archival, and print resources to help them recreate an interior appropriate to the period and setting. Below are pieces that can be seen in the coffee house today. It's statements from curators explaining why these pieces were selected, and they show copper pots. And Mike and his family did just what I would do, not just in my head, but they said they softly sang, "All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot," as they were in Williamsburg looking at those things. I thank you for helping to lighten the mood. Thank you, Mike, for sending that to us.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
Thank you for being along with us today on the Saturday Light Brigade. And we are about to play a game called Hank Pink. It's been a game that we've played for a long time and is enjoyed by a lot of people. We're going to give you some clues, and it's up to you to come up with a rhyming couplet that answers the clue that we give you. If the couplet consists of two one-syllable words, we'll call it a Hank Pink. If it consists of two-syllable words, we'll call it a Hanky Pinky. And if it's 2 3-syllable words, we'll call it a Hankity Pinkity. And if it goes beyond that, well, we'll just figure it out as we go. I'm going to start by giving you an example. If I gave you the clue vacuuming and told you it was a Hank Pink, the clue is vacuuming, or waxing, or sweeping. That's a floor chore. A floor chore. Right? And if I gave you a Hinky Pinky, and the clue is... is noisy soup, or noisier soup, actually. Noisier soup. That would be, what? Louder chowder. Got it? So let's play, shall we? We'll begin with a Hank Pink. This would be a napkin to wipe up spilled soup. A napkin to wipe up spilled soup. And also, let's stay in the food vein here, a Hinky Pinky, a small restaurant. So we're looking for a napkin to wipe up spilled soup. And that's a Hank Pink, and then we're looking for a small restaurant as a Hinky Pinky. And I'd love for you to challenge me with some clues of your own. So if you can answer either of those two, or if you would like to challenge me with one of your own, 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Looking forward to playing along with you this morning as we play the Hank Pink game. Again, we're looking for a napkin to wipe up spilled soup. That is the Hank Pink, and the Hinky Pinky is a small restaurant. While we have a minute, the Saturday Light Brigade comes together with lots of help, our board of directors, as well as our staff, Director of Operations Robert Gray, Director of Programs Janessa Schuler. Community Engagement Manager and Associate Producer Alexis Thompson. Manager of Production and Distribution, Chad Green. staff educators Britt Hafley and Deanna Beringer, senior staff educator Ben Rydkowski, manager of special projects Tad Whistle, director of development Susan Blackman, high school intern Morgan McCray, executive producer Ricky Berger, and this is Larry Berger. Hello to Mike in Mount Lebanon. I'm glad you heard me talking about your Will Williams Berg trip. I really enjoyed what you sent me. Zach in Pittsburgh knows the Hink Pink. Jim in Crafton also came up with the Hink Pink I had in mind, as did Ty in Squirrel Hill by way of his wife Mandy. Ty is driving and Mandy is the messenger. So the clue for a napkin to deal with spilled soup. How did I phrase that exactly? A napkin to wipe up spilled soup. That is a broth cloth. A broth cloth. Well done, Ty, and thank you, Mandy. Small restaurant, Jim got it. A minor diner. Jim challenged me with a selfish swamp owner. Stingy, I think it's the first word, but who owns a swamp? I'm gonna have to think about that. He didn't give me whether it was a Hink Pink or a Hinky Pinky. Maybe you know it already. A selfish swamp owner. Any ideas? Oh, Zach in Pittsburgh said the small restaurant could be a Little Griddle. That's a good one. A Little Griddle. How about an Iron Pot? An Iron Pot. That's a Hinky Pinky. An Iron Pot. And how about a happy commuter boat? That's a hinky pinky, too. A happy commuter boat. 412-200-5975. Boy, Jim is giving me some challenges here. A big hog. Let's see. Sow? Or boar? Big. Oh, it could be a motorcycle. Jim, you're stumping me here. A big hog. Oh, a bog hog. Let the record show. Spell check corrected him. A bog hog. Jim, you're giving me trouble here. 412-200-5975. Oh, a bog hog is the answer. Got it. I've tried to solve. A bog hog would be the answer to a selfish swamp owner. Got it. A bog hog. Thank you, Jim. And thank you for not keeping me going with that. I was thinking bog hog must have been the clue. Zach got my iron pot clue that I gave you just a moment ago as a metal kettle. And Zach, I'm glad you love the game. 412-200-5975. 75. Oh, he figured out the Happy Commuter boat. That's a Mary Ferry. And Alain also knew that we were looking for a metal kettle. So let's give you some more. What Luke Skywalker might offer to his small green thirsty friend. That's a hinky pinky. What Luke Skywalker might offer to his small green thirsty friend. Boy, some of these are hard. That's a hinky pinky. And here's one. This would be boy, this is hard. Let's a chiropractor's exam. A chiropractor's exam. That's a hinky pinky. And let's give you a good old Hank Pink to go along with those. This would be an unnatural pond. In other words, a pond that was made by humans rather than one that just existed. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars says, here's a hinky pinky, a toy made from a spring that has a bad odor. That hinky pinky would be a stinky slinky. Well done, Mike. Kathy is in Youngstown. Hi, Kathy. She knew that we were looking for a Yoda soda. A Yoda soda was the answer we were just looking for. Hi, who's this? Hello? Hi, you're on the radio. Are you there? Oh, looks like we lost you. Oh, and it might be because I just gave the answer of Yoda soda. Deb, you still matter. You got the answer, and we're glad you called. We'd always love to talk to you, even if you hear the answer ahead of time. Sorry to steal your thunder. And thanks, Deb. And I understand you had somebody else in the car with you. Kathy from Youngstown got that. Zach knows that the chiropractor's exam is a spinal final. That's what the chiropractor does. Zach also knew that the unnatural pond is a fake lake. A fake lake. Mike got that as well. Jim also got spinal final, and Aline got fake lake. And that brings us back to offering some new puzzles. Let's see how you can do with this one. This is a hinky pinky reptile catcher. A reptile catcher. And another hinky pinky would be 5 o'clock shadow. Let's say a pesky 5 o'clock shadow. And a reptile catcher. Both are hinky pinkies. 412-200-5975. And let me give you one more. A collector of party trinkets. A collector of party trinkets. Also hinky pinky. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. If you've had trouble getting through, our lines are open and we would love to hear from you. We've been featuring the Hoosier Hot Shots this morning. And here's one we've always loved. You might recognize the song. Goofus is its name. Well, Zach got one of these. Zach's good at this game. The collector of party trinkets is a favor saver. A favor saver. Chad Green is wearing a mask, but I could still tell he groaned behind it. A favor saver. Or smiled. Chad didn't groan, but I could tell. We're looking for a pestering 5 o'clock shadow. A bothersome 5 o'clock shadow. That's a hanky panky. And a reptile catcher. A hanky panky as well. Let me give you one more. Oh, this one's pretty simple. The clue is waves. Waves. And it's a hanky panky as well. Aline in Maine also knew Favor Saver. A belated PC for guess who from about a half an hour ago that I missed, Porky Chedwick. What a great guess. There just is not enough slide whistle in popular music these days. That's the Hoosier Hot Shots. A reptile obstacle. That's a great one. Sarah just sent that to us. Reptile obstacle, which is a hanky-panky. So let's leave that one out. We also still have a bothersome 5 o'clock shadow and a reptile catcher. 412-200-5975. We'll give you the answers to those in a bit, or you can let us know your answer or take a guess at that number. Here's hoping you'll do so.
Don't know why I came here tonight. I have this feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle with you. Well, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face, 'cause I'm showing up all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle with you. Well, you started off with nothing, and you're proud that you're a self-made man. And your friends, they all come crawling, slap you on the back and say, please, please. Thank you. asleep on the floor. I don't think I can stand anymore. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I have this feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm a-wondering how I'm gonna get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Yeah, I'm stuck in the middle with you. You know I'm stuck in the middle with you. Ooh, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Saturday Light Brigade. That's Dale and Bradley. And Mike, I'm glad you enjoyed that song, Mike's in Mount Lebanon. And Mike knows his product. He identified Dale and Bradley's Stuck in the Middle with You as having originally been done by Steeler's Wheel. That's exactly right. Now, I need to catch up on a lot of things here. Sarah's reptile obstacle is a turtle hurdle. A turtle hurdle. I like that. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Let's see what else we have here. The first ingredient in a thick soup. The first ingredient in a thick soup. That's Alan of Squirrel Hill challenging me. The first ingredient in a thick soup. I'm thinking starch or first ingredient. I may need some help. To regret making your soup too thick. A hank pink. To regret making your soup too thick. Alan, I need some help. Mike and Mars knew that the bothersome 5 o'clock shadow was stubble trouble. The reptile catcher is gator baiter. To chop down a cedar tree, axe wax, I'm guessing. Axe wax, yes. That's one I got of Alan's. And I did have another note I wanted to pass along before going to... far. Where did that note go? The soup ingredient. That's, my gosh, Alan, that's a tough one. Stew roux. The first ingredient in a thick soup is stew roux. That deserves quite a few charges. Good morning to Bub and Freedom. A gator gate would be a croc lock, maybe? Croc lock? And, Hugh, you would be to regret making your soup too thick. And Kathy in Youngstown, who got a Yoda soda, mentioned that she is Ty and Squirrel Hill's mother-in-law. So she has to try to get something before he does. So Ty and Mandy are driving right now. Know that Kathy was able to get an answer quickly. Oh, the thick soup, it's roux stew. The regretful thick soup is you roux the stew. My goodness. Oh, and hewing the yew is chopping the cedar tree, not axe wax, but hewing the yew. These are too hard for me. Broadcasting live. Can you tell? From historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, where we have youth in the studio with original writing coming up. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services wherever you are, including our own slbradio.org/radio. Women's History Month is here. And each week at 7 and 10 o'clock, we have a feature we've picked to celebrate women. And this feature is going to showcase a woman who shared her life story so far with some students that we trained at Winchester Thurston School. Angelica will talk about her experience coming to Pittsburgh from Argentina.
My name is Angelica Ocampo. I'm 53 years old, and I am from Argentina. Well, my country is a beautiful country. It's down south. It's the southest country, together with Chile, right by Antarctica. It's very long, very wide. I was lucky. I had a very good childhood. I have a family. I have two sisters. Argentina is a country where you have a lot of farms, so we would spend the summer in the farms. I was riding horses when I was 4 or 5 years old. It's a country that has beautiful falls up north, very big falls that are in the border with Brazil. It also has a lot of mountains in its border with Chile. It has Patagonia, where you have all kinds of penguins and whales come, and it has a lot of coastline, so a lot of beaches. We would go to the beach a lot, too. Argentina has a lot of political and financial crises, so sometimes the politicians are maybe corrupt or are maybe making decisions that are good for them and bad for the country. The economy sometimes also goes into crisis. In the U.S., you have 3% inflation per year. Well, in Argentina, inflation came to a point where it was 1,000% and then 10,000%. You're paid for your job, but you can't buy anything. Right now, inflation in Argentina is around 50%. So that makes it hard to buy a house, to keep a job, just life in general. So I think the combination of financial and political crises and the fact that I had a daughter that was my responsibility and that I had to make sure that I provided her with a life, those were the reasons that brought me here. I am an atypical immigrant because immigrants usually come when they're young, because being an immigrant, you know, you have to work hard, you have to prove that you can do it, you have issues with the language, it's not your first language, and then you have to, you know, find your way. So you have to have a lot of energy to be an immigrant. So people usually immigrate when they're young. I immigrated when I was 48, which was a little late. But I thought, you know what, I can do this. I'm a single mother also, single mother by choice. I have a girl that I adopted, and I just wanted to give her a better life. So when I was